Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me back here at Camp Keli. So, Bez Hashem, today we are going to do Simen Shin Yud Ches, Si'ifim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. This is page 276, or Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. So, we're coming toward the end of Simen Shin Yud Ches. There's only going to be one more Si'if after today. So, let's begin. Si'if Yud Zayin says Li Shulchan Aruch. Also, Litain Sonein Alamechem Afilu Lahavshir, Kol Shemechem Cham Kol Kach, She'ilu Hayim Anichusham Harbe. If you take a cold liquid dish and you put it in a place that where you're just trying to make it a little lukewarm, you're not trying to get it hot, you're not trying to cook it, but if you were to forget it there and leave it there for long enough, it would get to Yad Tzol Ledes Bo. It's also to put it there even for just a minute. Because of putting it al gabi mechem, putting it on top of a mechem, on top of a hot pot, or putting it near a madura is all the same din. But if it's not so hot that it could never get to Yad Tzol Ledes, then it's going to be mutter to do that. Says the Mishnah Berura, also litein sonei, l'fima demaskar amal, but keep in mind the Rama holds that if you have a liquid that had been previously cooked and is not fully cooled down, you're not going to run afoul of Bishul. Then you are allowed to put it in a Kedera al Gabi Kedera, even if it's going to get fully hot, if it's going to get above Yad Tzol Ledes. The reason you're not allowed to even put it there for a couple of minutes is because we're afraid that you might forget it there and leave it there until it actually gets cooked. So he said, because this has the same din as putting it eight salamadura. And what's the din of putting it eight salamadura? Well, we already learned that in Sif Yodalad, that even putting something eight salamadura, if it's cold liquid and leaving it there long enough would get it to Yad Tzol Ledes, you're not even allowed to leave it there for a short period of time. V'imeino, but we said if it's not so hot that it can never get to Yad Tzol Ledes, then it's mutter. V'mamechem amin al gabei eish, ayin le'el b'siv ches. And if the mechem is on the fire, we have to look back at what we said in Si'if Ches. Mutter afilu matzonein u'davar shol gespashol me'olam. Meaning in this case, it's mutter even if the cold liquid had never been cooked. This has nothing to do with bishul achar bishul. If it's the place you're putting it is a place that cannot get to Yad Tzol Ledes, it's not usher. There's no usher to put anything that was never cooked in a place that cannot get to Yad Tzol Ledes. That's just not, that's like just taking it outside on a hot summer's day. Meaning, yeah, it's a little warmer than the average room temperature, but it's not Yad Tzol Ledes, and therefore it would not be a problem at all. I remember when we discovered in my oven at home that when you leave the lights on in the oven, even if the fire is off, it gets kind of warm. So I asked Rav Shechter if I could warm up food in the oven on Shabbos day when the lights are on in the oven, the oven's off. He said if it's below Yad Tzol Ledes, then yeah, if it's below Yad Tzol Ledes, then there's nothing, no issue. And that you can't turn your oven on to below Yad Tzol Ledes because you have other issues that could come up. But whatever, we'll deal with that a different time maybe. Siv Yud Ches. If you take a pot, a boiling pot off of the fire, this is the si'if about magus, about stirring and scooping. So if it's not fully cooked, you're not allowed to scoop out with a spoon. Because when you scoop out with the spoon, you're stirring the contents of the pot. That causes a redistribution of the heat, which cooks up some of the parts that are not fully cooked. But if it's fully cooked, then it's mutter because there's nothing to cook once it's fully cooked. Aval tzemer liyora, but when it comes to wool that's cooking in the dyes, even though it's already absorbed the dye, asur lahagisbo, you're not allowed to stir it. Pirusun aneo so bekaf, the haggis means to stir it. Says Rama, ulechachila yesh li zayir af bekedera bechal inyan. Now lechachila, we should be careful even when it comes to a pot, not only when it comes to wool in a dyeing pot. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Kufya Gimel, she'aviron merutachin, you take it boiling hot off of the fire, nakat she'aviron l'rabusa. We use the example of take it off of the fire as a chiddush. That even though it's still boiling hot, it's still going to be usur to stir it or to scoop it if it's not fully cooked. To be a special called sarko, if it is fully cooked, afilu omil gabi or mutar lahotzi bekaf. Even if it were still on the fire, you'd be allowed to scoop it out if it's fully cooked. Kemash from Beis Yosef. Abel Yirab masik diyesh lasar b'zeh. The El Yirab says, no, you're not allowed to scoop it out when it's on the fire, no matter what, even if it is fully cooked. But the pashup shad of the Shulchan Aruch is that it all is dependent on is it fully cooked or not. It does not matter if it's on the fire or not on the fire. When it's on the fire, even as long as it's fully cooked, you're allowed to scoop it out even though it's on the fire. If it's not fully cooked, you're not allowed to scoop it even when it's not on the fire. Shenimtza megis v'kolshke v'hagis mamish da'asir. If we say you're not even allowed to scoop out some chalent from a not fully cooked chalent, you're for sure not allowed to stir a chalent. V'yeshchi v'chatos b'zeh. It's an isudar reisel. V'imash pasuk shulchan aruch lel b'siv dal. V'zeh m'seyeh makariv la'abishul v'chashav kimevashal. Because you are doing that and promoting further bishul, which is a violation of bishul daraisa. Called sarko mutra afilu the haggis bo, but if it's fully cooked, then you're even allowed to stir it, not only scoop it. Dein bishul akar bishul gdel b'siv dalid, because ain't bishul akar bishul. Once it's fully cooked, there's nothing that could go wrong. However, the tzemer liyora, we said it's asur lahagis bo, that you're not allowed to stir, mishum tzoveya, because that's a violation of tzoveya, shekeinu melechas hatzviya, lahagis tamid, kadeh shlo yizcharich, v'gam alidei agosa, nikla tateva b'tzemer yoser, that the way dyeing works is that you have to stir it frequently so that it doesn't burn the wool, and you also, or burn the dye, I don't know if something gets burnt, and the more you stir it, the stronger the dye holds to the material that's being dyed. Af b'kadeira, then the Rama said, but l'chadchila we should be careful even by a kadeira. So what should you do? Eliyapo chakadeira l'kaara v'lo yotzi b'kaf. Just flip the kadeira over and empty it out that way. Do not scoop it out. V'ayin b'achorim d'lo ni'ig in l'hachmir b'zeh. The achorim say that we're not machmir on this. The be'emes he'ikruk moshe k'savna mitchila. The real truth is, like we said originally, the mevushal kol tzarcha afil v'hagis mutter, that if something is fully cooked, you're even allowed to stir it to kumvor l'kaman b'sim shim chaval v'sof siv yatest. And if you want to be extra machmir, yachmir b'agasa mamish, be machmir about actually stirring. But there's no reason to be machmir about scooping something up in a special called tzarcho vein al eish when it's in a special called tzarcho and it's not on the fire. So essentially, what we learned today is two things. The first thing we learned is that anything that you aren't allowed to cook, you also cannot put in a place that, if left there long enough, would get to yatzaledes. Even if you only plan to leave it there for a short period of time. And then we learned that you're not allowed to stir or scoop out hot cholent that isn't fully cooked, even if it's not on the fire. It could be a melacha d'oraisa of bishul. If it is fully cooked, then you're even allowed to stir it on the fire, because there's no bishul. However, we're noheg to only scoop out when it's off the fire, right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah said at the end. That if you want to be machmir, you should be machmir only about scooping, but only about stirring rather. But scooping, if it's fully cooked and not on the fire, is mutter. So if you want to serve a chalent in the most machmir way, take it out of the crock pot, assuming it's fully cooked, and then just scoop rather than giving it a stir. Can you justify giving it a stir? Certainly. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's mevushal kol tzarcho, one is allowed to give it a stir, but if you want to be most machmir, scoop it rather than stir it when it's off the fire and mevushal kol tzarcho. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we will pick up with Se'if Yotes. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining me at this unusual time.